Hey, Redemption. This is Josh again. We're continuing our series in Counting the Cost of Sin. Today's episode 3, and we're going to be talking about how our sin grieves the Holy Spirit. And so one of the things growing up is I try not to get in trouble. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't like really looking for it. I tried to be a good kid, lived in a little bit of fear of my parents. But as a senior, I felt like I was getting older, and I started doing a lot more things on my own. And I just remember multiple times throughout that year, my mom sat me down, and she wasn't mad at me. I wasn't like getting in trouble, but there were some things that I just like hurt feelings in the family. I grieved some people, and just, you know how moms are. Moms just have that way of like making you weep. And so rather than like getting grounded, it was enough that I'm just sitting there in tears because I had hurt my parents' feelings. I had hurt my mom's feelings. And so that close relationship of love, realizing that I had hurt my parents kind of like brought me to tears. And in the same way, as followers of Jesus, one of the beautiful things that God does for Christians is that he pours out his Spirit, that he fills us with his Spirit. And now the Spirit of God dwells inside of every believer, right? And so one of the things is that as we count the cost of sin, we can see that sin grieves the Holy Spirit. Let me read Ephesians 4 for you, verse 30. It says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Paul talks about grieving the Holy Spirit, but it's found in this passage where Paul is encouraging the church of Ephesus to live in a way where they leave the old life of sin behind and they push forward towards following Jesus and living out the new life. It's actually found in a passage where they're just talking about words between the congregation. So let me go back up to verse 29. Paul says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." And then he says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." He says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice." And so in the midst of this passage, right, where he says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit," he's really talking about the interpersonal relationships between us as followers of Jesus. That the way in which we talk to people, the way in which we react, the way in which we kind of engage and act amongst each other, that actually, if we do it in a sinful way, grieves the Spirit of God. But Paul then goes on to say, right, like, count the cost, don't do it this way, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. But he then goes on to say later on in the letter, he says this, he says, "Look carefully," in chapter 5, verse 15, "look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore," he says, "do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And he says, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery." But he says, "Be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody to the Lord with all your heart." So instead of the slander, malice, anger, and corrupting talk, Paul says, instead, be filled with the Spirit. He says, now be filled with the Spirit, be controlled by the Spirit of God as followers of Jesus. And he then says, "Let your words be like songs to one another. Let them be encouraging and building up. Give grace. Let there be gratitude and harmony and love in your speech." And so as followers of Jesus, we get this opportunity to count the cost, to say we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. Instead, we want to be filled with the Spirit in every area of life, that we might live a life pleasing to God and building up the body of Christ. Thanks, Redemption, for joining me today, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon. Have a good one.